Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Trevor, Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Leave,
southeast wind will blow all around us, and the winter wind can chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and east coast waters in working time.
You played that song. on your mouth. It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that daily number again, 1-800-422-416. Have your say, yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn in here from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country as BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong. We're the next segment, which we're yarning, proudly sponsored by Perry's, IGA, and that's Edmonton and Brinsmead. And we like to thank them. They give us a box of fruit once a month, once a week, that is. Healthy living, healthy lifestyles. Big shout out to Perry's. Thank you very much. And the program is about yarning with the boys and girls in blue, Queensland Police Services. And we've got Senior Sergeant Linda Lai come to join us. And we've got Stephen Grant, Liaison Officer. And we've got First Year Constable Zoe Clark. And a very good morning to you all. How are you all?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Yeah, well, thanks.
We'll start with you, Zoe. Zoe, First Year Constable and training wheels on in regards to, what, 6 months into the job?
Just three since months. I graduated.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Graduated where from, Zoe?
Brisbane Academy.
Brisbane. And where do you stem from?
Tweed Heads, so across the border, pretty far
right.
from home.
Pretty far from home.
Yeah.
And saw the light and come to far north Queensland, Edmonton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome aboard. Over to you, Steve. Who you mob? Where you from, brother?
Hey, good morning, Trevor. I'm proud Yidabal boy. You was in there. My country last weekend. It was wet the Friday, but
yeah,
the Saturday.
Beautiful day. Lovely
beautiful day under those
yeah.
circumstances. But yeah. Proud to be here in the North Queensland tropics.
Beautiful. Senior Sergeant Linda Light. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Very wet.
Okay, get that snorkel out of your mouth so I can understand what you're saying.
Yes. Actually, I think most of that rain last night fell on this
Cairns
area.
Yeah, it was last
it?
Night. Yeah. That's right, exactly. You had nothing there on the tail bands?
Not as much as when I come down the range this morning.
Yeah,
to
thank
see
you.
See the sort of
always wanted
water.
To know, they talk about something like 132 bends on the gillies.
I guess.
Don't you count them? Don't you know?
No. I'll go to sleep if I start counting corners.
Okay, let's not do that. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Look, we are talking about monsoonal. We are talking about the wet seasons. Statement here, where do I go for information and help during weather events?
Correct.
Look, this is a good time to talk about it. We are in monsoonal season. In tropical North Queensland, we have rain, storms, if not cyclones. And we need to prepare for them. Yeah, Mother Nature will give us a slap every now and again, like it did last year with Jasper. More so rain than cyclone as such, but cyclone Jasper tail end of it. But we got the rain because of it, and a lot of floods and a lot of damages. So let's talk about this place, please.
Look, our interest in this is that when people make those calls, that we try and prevent calls coming into the triple O system or or directly to police where they can get this information from other sources. Mm. Okay, so certainly, like always, if there's an issue with a threat to life or property, you would definitely be calling that 000 number.
Sure.
Never think that you should go to any other agency. But look, just for information, while these weather events roll in, and just acknowledging, you know, your audience reaches far greater than Queensland.
Yep, exactly.
Cairns.
Yes.
But look, your states would be very similar. That. Your local council websites are definitely a go-to for your local road closures and alerts and warnings.
Yes.
And also in the far north here with your evacuation centres, when they're going to be stood up, as they were with Jasper this time last year.
Sure. And we're talking about weather warnings, and also stay in touch with bomb.gov.au. That's the Bureau of Meteorology. So that's a good tool as well.
It is. And look, that's something that I'm looking at this time of year, all year round, just to work out whether we actually are in the track of an event. At the minute, we've got this possible developing tropical low that's coming over top of us. And look, that's been on my sights for a week or so, particularly because we've got one of those evacuation centres there at Edmonton. So I need to know whether, we need to sort of get our staff in on the front foot there, ready to stand that up and, prepare to take on evacuees.
Sure.
But look, for the general public, it's a good site to keep an eye on just to know whether it's going to be raining this weekend or, whether you're mowing the lawn even.
Mm.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm. And Stephen, when you're mowing the lawn or cleaning your yard, that's the thing as well. A lot of stuff that's not sort of tied down can become missiles. So we need to clean the yard and put away the so-called debris.
That's correct, Trevor. Make sure that everything's secured. All your gutters are clean. make sure outdoor settings and things like that are safely secured. Mm. Because like we said, Glenn just said, you know, we don't. It's unexpected when these weather conditions do come to. So always clean up your yard. Also reach out to your neighbours as well.
Communication.
You know, all that stuff should be in place.
Mm.
Your wheelie bins, all that needs to be secured, bought inside or into your garage at that point in time. But, it does play a major matter when we have a weather event that's coming through.
Exactly. Constable Zoe Clark, first, and you're a new kid on the block.
Yes.
This would be your first wet season up here in North Queensland.
Yeah.
Okay, so... be prepared.
Yeah, I don't know what to really expect. So sure.
Yes. Well, we are students for life, so we learn as we go along. So your fellow colleagues will be talking to you, of course, communicating with you. And it's about the basics, you know, when you're talking about having plenty of water, having fuel in the car, having torches, having batteries, having radio, that sort of stuff, you know. We sometimes get too complacent, do we not?
Yep, that's right. Mm. And look, locally, we get it very complacent because we get so many near misses or things that don't materialise. So some of that information, what gets people particularly frustrated is when there's a weather event that's looking like developing, we start talking in percentages whether this cyclone is going to materialise or not. So I think this one here, this developing tropical low, we're talking about possibly 5% chance of developing into a cyclone. And when you're continually hearing that information, you know, you do start to become complacent. And then there are people that get caught off guard when one does actually form and then hit the coast. So, look, that's the why it's important to this time of year, we really should be keeping a very good eye on what the weather's doing daily, if not multiple times.
And we put out the so-called warnings. Look, here we are talking now on radio. There's web pages out there. We're talking about Bureau of Meteorology. We're talking about this situation up here in Far North Queensland, Cairns Regional Council. The information is there. We've got to be open-minded for the information and take the information on board and act on it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what's that running with the floods? If it's flooded?
If it's flooded, forget it.
Forget it, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Something simple like that, but... Yeah, some people just ignore the statement as such,
That's right. And look, we've just had an incident recently in Edmonton where a group of young people have traversed across a river, local river. Okay. And look, they were fine to get across that river and they've had a little four-wheel driving expedition. And certainly by the time they've come back to that bridge, it's night time and the bridge is over.
Yep.
And then made that... the incorrect decision to cross that bridge and found themselves, subject to a swift water rescue to, you know.
And this happened just recently?
Yeah, look, this is in the last fortnight. So I think they're the sorts of decisions that we're trying to prevent the public from making.
Exactly.
Because they're not only putting themselves at risk, but also the emergency services.
The rescuees, yes, exactly.
Yep.
You know.
A good one on that is also, Trevor, that recent event up in the Cape. The elderly couple from the Gold Coast went from Normanton to Kawanyama.
Yeah.
And unfortunately got stuck. I don't know why they went through that river with their pets.
Sure.
Exactly. They've survived, like, I think it was two or three nights in the bush.
Yeah.
And, they went back to... Mm. An SOS communications call was out and they were safely located.
We can put events like that down to inexperience, but there's also with that situation, definitely inexperience would have come into play. But with that incident recently at Edmonton, overconfidence is also another big factor while people make those decisions.
I got this.
Yeah. Mm.
No, you haven't.
No, that's correct. Yeah. Mm. The Hilux says no. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, that's how we need people thinking this time of year, you know, and we probably find people like Zoe that have never experienced an event.
Well, and Councillor Zoe, will be learning off her colleagues in
that's
that
right.
sense.
And she's
any advice?
Thank
taken.
You. That's right. Open minded.
So, she's probably going to, you know, get her kit together for her wet season.
Exactly.
You know, other people that have been through. Multiple may not, but I do think having Jasper come through here last year certainly rattled the cage here in the far north and made people rethink how they prepare for these natural disasters.
Exactly. So when you look at yourself, Constable Zoe, like I said, first kid on the block, you know, learn the ropes. So we have like what they call the so-called cyclone as kit.
Mm-hmm.
So in there you've got the batteries, you've got the radios and, you know, and
yep.
there's water as well, extra water, just in case. So you take on board with your colleagues what needs to be done, and then you act on it. There's your teaching, and then there's your also communication with the constituents and what to do, how to prepare.
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably singing to the choir there, but some of the choirs don't sing.
Correct.
They stand on stage dressed like a choir singer, but they don't sing. And in actual fact, they don't act on it. Yeah. So you wearing the blue uniform can help.
Yeah, exactly.
The importance of it is what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, there's every chance Zoe may be called up to man these evacuation centres, you know. And if that's the case, she'll see firsthand the, you know, the
how it unfolds.
That's it. And the tragedy, you know, the people that have lost pets, homes, you know, hopefully not loved ones. And you know, it's you know, they're not nice events to sort of. You know, prepare for and also, you know, to look after our community when they do occur, you know. And they are, you know, these weather events have a lasting impact on the areas where they hit, you know, whether that's here, Western Australia, you know, Northern Territory. They have a big impact.
The other phrase I pick up is I'd rather face the pain of discipline rather than the pain of regret.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So do what you need to do to protect yourself. Protect your family, protect your belongings and what have you. And if it doesn't happen, then that's good. If the cyclone doesn't come and floods don't come, that's good as long as you're prepared for it.
Exactly.
Prepare for the unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of information out there. Like I said, Bureau of Meteorology. Google the stuff now. Get the information. Queensland Traffic is another for road closure. You mentioned about the councils, you know, storm-related assistance, emergency alerts. Local radio, so just need to have your eyes and ears open and be prepared, you know.
Yep.
And you know, add there, Steve.
Yeah, I just wanted to add. Like I said, Glenn said, forget it.
Yep.
I don't know what the infringement is, but I think it's quite high if he or she disobey police officers.
Yeah, look, I think the law side of it and regarding fines.
Yeah, look, I think.
Enlighten us, please.
Yeah, don't quote me. I'm not up with my exact. State penalty units at this stage.
I just picked up there what Brother Steve was saying. People can get fined if they go past over the flooded waters or things like
that's
that.
That's right.
And if there's a road closure and they go through it.
Yeah, and we've also got to reinforce that insurance may be an issue too if you've passed a road closed sign.
Thank you,
You know, most valuable assets, you know, if it's inundated with water, there's a possibility that your insurance company might not come to the party. So, you know, you've got to think of these things. And sometimes it's best off just to back up, go back and find some high ground and wait the system out.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go poke up a hill.
Yeah.
Watch YouTube for a while. Then come back down when the water recedes.
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, very important information. This is our last program for the year. Thank you very much, Edmonton Police, for being a part of our program here, Which Way Yarning. Come up to 10 years, 2025.
It is, yes.
Yep, 10 there years. You go. Yes. And you haven't changed.
You haven't aged one day.
Yep, there you go. I like this, man.
Yep.
And Constable Zoe, welcome to the team.
So, thank you.
Stemming from Tweed Heads.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Academy in Brisbane.
Yes.
And 3 months on the job here in Edmonton.
Yeah.
So as a constable, first year, how long do you stay at the post at Edmonton?
I'm confirmed in Edmonton for a year. And then I don't know where I'll be second and third year yet. So
do you have a choice in that when you...
Apparently we get a bit of a say, but I... Don't know. Okay. I'm not sure.
And your team player, you'll go wherever they put
I'll
you.
I'll go wherever they put me. Well, yeah.
Like officers like that, eh? Team players.
Yeah.
All the best to you. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Brother Steve, and all the best to you.
Yep.
You're home. Merry Christmas. Cool New Year.
Correct.
What are you doing, brother?
I've just got back from a session in Townsville with the 8 PSO officers that graduated this week. Four from Bamiga. One from
when there's graduation going on, do you always attend, do you?
Yes, I get an invite from the executive director, Mr. Alan Jewis, and
lovely.
But a big shout out to the coordinator there, Mr. Pete Ingram, in Brisbane, that goes to these communities and interviews these people. So Thursday's events yesterday, 8 graduated.
8 graduated? New police liaison officers?
No, they're called protective services officers.
Oh, protective.
So they look after the government buildings in communities.
Okay.
So if there's, you know, kids at the school or the courthouse, they're the first responsible that reports it on to police. Okay. But Pete Ingram there, well done with those four from Bamaga. three from Warrabinda and one from Deadly Palm Island, PI.
Deadly Palm Island. Send your son to Lindelow. What are you doing? You having holidays? Having time off?
I am. I've got 3 weeks off.
I've got my list. That sounds like retirement.
Well, I've got my list of jobs.
List of jobs.
Yep, that I'm hoping to achieve from in that period of time. Yep. So
you think you're the man.
That's it. Yep.
All right,
yep.
So you're going to be busy, you're saying, having a holiday, but not. You're going to be working on your holiday.
I'll be going back to my trade skills, yes.
There you go. Zoe, all the best to you. Thank you for coming. Enjoy your time.
Thank you.
And a Merry Christmas to you as well.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, gentlemen. All the best. And big shout out to the Edmonton Police. And thank you very much for supporting us in this program, communication with our listeners out there. And it's a good vehicle, fantastic vehicle. And I'm glad that you're on board. And all the best. And we'll yarn soon, eh?
See you.
Thank you. 2025.
Right. Merry Christmas. 2025. Two Daily Beautiful Yarn with the guys and girls in blue, and which are yarning proudly sponsored by Perry's, IGA, Edmonton and Brinsmead. And like I said, give us a box of fruit once a week and help to live a healthy lifestyle. But yeah, this daily program has been running for, 9 years, coming up to 10 years in 2025. So a great team effort and communication. A big shout out to cousin Rob Hollingsworth, who was a police officer and police liaison officer, who virtually got the concept up and running 10 years ago. So yeah, brother, so thank you for your input there as well. But stay tuned, your daily program, add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong, Your Mob, Too Deadly.
When I bust.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And you are yarning with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, taking right through to 12 noon Queensland time. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Louise Child, covered interviews and Which Way Film Festival. Louise Child is at the Which Way Film Festival, an actress, model and presenter based in Melbourne, having become a local celebrity. And we have Louise on the line. Louise, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from?
Yes, I'm based in Melbourne at the moment, okay. Down in Victoria.
All right, thank you. So how long have you been acting?
So I've been acting for a few years now. I actually started in modelling about 8 years ago, and then in the last 2 years I've gotten more into the acting space, which has been amazing.
Enjoying the journey, yes?
Yes, most definitely. It's a lot of hard work, that's for sure. You know, you just have to keep pushing. And it's been really beautiful to be involved in part of the film community and going to different film festivals. I recently went over to LA to see what that's like over there and get involved in the industry over there. And then just recently up in Cairns there as well for the Which Way Film Festival.
Fantastic. And did you enjoy the Which Way Film Festival?
Yes, it was really beautiful. It was really great to meet your team there as well. You guys had such an amazing setup, and I was going around doing interviews while I was there. But yeah, it's just really important to be involved. I was invited to get involved through Garth Edwards, who is one of the co-founders there, and we've known each other for a few years now. And it's just really beautiful what they're trying to do.
Exactly. Now, several up-and-coming films and new, including acting in Don't Let Go. Give us a bit of background about Don't Let Go.
Yeah, so I've got a few films coming up. Okay. Don't Let Go will be filmed in LA. At the moment, it's in pre-production, so I can't share
too many
details about it just yet. But people will definitely have to stay tuned. I'll definitely be posting all the time. And, you know, I have really great mentors that have been backing me up all the way through. So.
Okay, and you got The Bungalows as well?
Yes, yeah. So The Bungalows will be filmed in Australia. Yeah, so that one's more of a crime thriller, sort of murder mystery. So that one will be really exciting to play, and I'll be playing one of the lead roles in that one.
And tell us about your journey, Louise, in regarding becoming an actor. Did you have to go to acting school, or you just audition with your natural talent? Is that how it works?
Well, thank you for the compliment about the talent. but yeah, I've been through a few different acting classes and schools now. So I've been through the National Institute of Dramatic Arts, NIDA. I've learned the general American accent with them as well, which has been a bit fun. And then also learning through the Melbourne Actors Lab and with Paul O'Brien through the Actors Zone. So there's some really great resources out there, and I've really learned so much, and there's so many different methods that you can learn and really get to create and work together.
So creating a so-called profile, look, it creates a nice platform to raise awareness for different things, like if supporting of charities and what have you. Are you in that field, or are you ready to tackle stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I've for a few years now, especially since COVID, I've really had quite a strong focus towards our community. I think it's really important to bring everyone together, and I've really found like a beauty in connection and connecting with one another. And with the platform that I have the ability to reach out to many people, and so I wanted to use that for good and not just to show off my skills in modelling and acting and presenting and all of that, but as well as the charity side of things. So I raise awareness for issues like family violence and also with Bush to Beach, which helps Indigenous kids with their education. That one's been really exciting to be a part of over the last few years. Cool. It helps to bring them to the beach side all the way from areas like Bourke. So it's about a 12-hour bus ride, which is so amazing that we can do this for them and just bring them to the beach side and build them that sort of self-confidence and show them more of the world and give them that sort of opportunity.
Well, it does shed lights on a vision for them to look up and support. And, you know, it's they always say that supporting people, helping, the best exercise for your heart is when you're bending down, lifting somebody up. And you're doing just that by also you're creating your pathway for your future and your industry and the journey that you're travelling on. So you sound like, yeah, you got a hold of it all. So fantastic. Enjoy that journey. That's what it's all about, isn't it, Louise?
Thank you. Yeah, of course. I think it's really important to, you know, like we each have our own journey and it's really hard, but you know, if you just really put yourself out there and go for your dreams, I think that's really important. And like, I've learned a lot through, I did Miss World Australia as well. That was really great for my own self-confidence. So having things that connect the community and help give them, I guess, a role model to look up to, but also give them those equal opportunities to reach out and connect with other people and learn new things.
Exactly. And what about your family? Are your family in support? And are they there, like, chasing and shaking the pom-poms, so to speak, and supporting you on your journey and proud of what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. My mum is my strongest supporter.
Good.
She's been there with me every step of the way. I think without sort of that sort of support network, it's hard to go through this industry, you know. You need to be grounded and stay connected with what's going on around you and staying in the moment.
Well, it's about enjoying the journey. Thank you for your yarn. Do enjoy the journey. Please keep in touch and watching your career very closely. Looking forward to seeing Don't Let Go and Bungalows as well. But all the best and, everything is coming for and beginning is half done. And that's what it's all about. And thank you very much, Louise. You take care and a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you too. And, yeah, great work with everything that you're doing and reaching out to everyone in the community yourself.
Lovely. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Adelian Louise Child, her name is. She's Retro Film Festival is up here in Cairns for that. Fantastic actress, model, and presenter based in Melbourne and have become a local celebrity. So doing a lot of good work there in her career pathway, but also doing a lot of work in regarding using that platform in regard to her her fame and helping the different charities around the place as well. Highest fundraiser in Victoria for Miss World Australia. And also you volunteered in Sydney where she had 50 Indigenous kids come all the way to the beachside for many for the first time to the beach and from areas in Western New South Wales like Bourke. So she talked about that. Fantastic. So, fantastic. Good yarn with her. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416. Don't forget, this is our last program for the year in 2024. And then we're back in 2025 and back on Monday, 13 January. But have a yarn, have a say here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan. Or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Yenda banapi bamanda, yenda bakat yenda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Hey world, we about to flood the system with something that gonna bring the cool school back. Where the true school at? Love for music. Okay, blaze on the funk, steady rocking on the bass. Vibe to the system, let the rhythm take its place. Let the masses lose it, island style influence. You are now with trance with the feel good music. Me, Kala Rasta, me gon' make him hot one. Fire in your system, bala jump, root man. Ja Rasta hip hop, blessings, here I come. Pani pan and bang, the blazing one. Captured worlds with the TSI native tongue. I guess like it was said, it is done. And in my moment, let the flow transform it. And make the people in the world dance for it.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up with the feel good music.
This is for the love and unity. For my worldwide family.
It's how we do it. One love movement. Lift you up.
Yeah, there, Feel Good Music, Mau Power, Rick E. Rugger as well, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live here from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Ready Service. Now, major Woodside liquefied natural gas project has been given a 50-year extension by WA Environment Minister Rhys Whitby. Following a six-year approvals process, the Northwest Shelf plant has been approved for extension to 2070. Despite a record 770 appeals and staunch criticism from the Conservation Council, WA. Look, we're going to catch up with Yarn now with Gavin McFadden, Climate Change and Clean Energy Program Manager, and just talk about this space on the line. Gavin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Gavin?
Melbourne.
All right. Thank you. So WA gas expansion, bad for future, nature and climate. So shed some light on this so-called expansion to 2070.
Yeah, so this is a really alarming proposal by Woodside. So this is a proposal to extend the Karratha gas plant. It's a gas export processing and export terminal. They want to extend it for over 40 years out till 2070. The impacts of this project are huge. It's the biggest gas project proposed anywhere in the Southern Hemisphere. It's one of the biggest in the world. Mm-hmm. It'll produce over 6 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide pollution over its lifetime, and so will have a demonstrable impact on the climate and extreme weather events here in Australia. So we're primarily and really concerned about the climate impacts of this project. But it also has some really significant cultural impacts. The Karratha gas plant is adjacent to the largest intact Aboriginal cultural site in the country when it comes to engravings, paintings and petroglyphs.
Yes.
They think there's over a million of them in that area, and we know that the acid rain caused by the Karratha gas plant is destroying these petroglyphs.
Gavin, when decisions are made like this by the government and minister, are First Nations at the table, First Nation traditional owners?
Well, they certainly objected to this proposal. The site is already National Heritage. It's been proposed for World Heritage. So the values, exceptional cultural values of this site are not in dispute.
Yes.
But we're extremely concerned that the acid rain is destroying these petroglyphs. The the WA government's own assessment reports are saying that those petroglyphs are being destroyed. This has been described as a slow-moving Juukan Gorge, where one of the most critical cultural sites in Australia is slowly being erased by the acid rain from this project. And so if it is proposed to be extended out to 2070, those petroglyphs will be destroyed if this project goes ahead.
So if it goes ahead, so are they still deciding, it said it's been approved for extension? So has a horse already bolted, Gavin?
No, it hasn't been approved for extension, but there is an existing port there that's causing that damage, and that that lease is due for renewal in the early 2030s, 2030, 2031, for that extension out to 2070. And we don't think that extension should be granted.
Sure.
And that the Karratha gas plant should be phased down out of production because of its climate impacts, but also because of its cultural impacts, and the cultural impacts have already been significant at that site. Even when the Karratha gas plant was built in the 80s, thousands of petroglyphs were already moved from their original site. And we know that the acid rain impact on those rock sites around Karratha are
detrimental,
natural acid levels.
Exactly. So we're still virtually at the table in regarding we may have an opportunity to stop the expansion.
That's right. So the state government of Western Australia has approved it. You were quite right there, sorry. But it doesn't have federal approval, and that's what it needs now. So this approval has now gone to the federal Environment Minister, Tanya Plibersek, who has a decision to make about that extension, and will be urging the federal government in the lead up to the next federal election to make sure that all the impacts on that Murujuga rock art are assessed. And it's our view that as I've said, that extension shouldn't go ahead, both because of its climate impacts and its impacts on cultural values.
Well, please do keep in touch, Gavin, and look, fight the good fight. Big shout out to the mob there, TOs, and let's look after our culture. Let's look after the land, and of course, the animals on the land, and of course, the people. But thank you very much, Gavin. All the best, and Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Take care. Bye bye. So there it is. That's Gavin McFadden's Climate Change and Clean Energy Program Manager, WA Gas Expansion for Bad Culture and Nature and Climate. And a major Woolside Liquid Natural Gas project has been given 50 extension by WA Environment Minister Rhys Whisby following a 6-year approval success, but yet to come to federal for conversation. And they want to put a stop to it. So there it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. And it's come to a time where Trendy Trev signs off for the program, you mob, for today, but for 2024. Back in the hot seat again in 2025, Monday, 13 January. Thank you very much for your company, you mob. Look, been doing the show for about 11 years now. Loving it, enjoying it. And it's a voice for our people. Having our yarns here on National Talkback. Big shout out to Bumma Bipper Media, Board of Directors, Management, and this crew here. Also, NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Thank you very much, Deadly Mob down there, allowing this to go across the airways and across the big nation, the big island. And it's a beautiful tool, a voice for our people. But I enjoy doing it. It is your program. Murray, just steering the ship. But thank you very much for your company. Merry Christmas, Koori New Year. Look, stay safe, you mob. Look after yourselves. Look after your loved ones, little ones, elders. And let's have a deadly festival, festivity, be strong but safe in what we do. To Deadly Mob. And let's go to Rochelle Watson-Pitt, take you up to the news, Black to Reality. Do enjoy. See you.